Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here, and you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. As I like to start off, I would like to tell everybody, I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Exactly in that order. I'm a little upbeat today. I'm being positive. I'm trying to stay positive. I am positive. I'm always positive. I know you guys are getting tired of hearing me say it, but I'm going to bring you along my journey. And one of my goals is not only to become a better podcaster, but to keep you guys informed, maybe motivated, and to be the best that you can be. That's my goal. I want to be the best that I can be. So that's where we are today. And I don't want to ramble on. I'm upbeat. I'm excited. I had a good day today. And I hope you did too. I mean, that's where we are. Still struggling a little bit. I know you guys are getting tired of hearing it. Trying to figure this thing out. I do have a regular job. Somebody might even say, hey, dude, keep your regular job. Because this is a tough thing. It really is. I don't want to be noise. I said that in my last podcast. I don't want to be making noise. I don't want to be just another noise box, you know, out in the podcast world. I don't want to waste my time. I want to be inspirational. I mean, I have something to say, and I hope that even just one little phrase can catch on to somebody and, you know, push them forward in a positive direction. Brings to mind today, I was talking to a couple of young people, some students that I deal with on a pretty much on a daily basis, and then we have, you know, meetings every 2 weeks, and, you know, we go through a bunch of different things in the meeting. And I kind of went off, not on a tangent, but more or less a philosophical rant, you might say. Not crazy. Definitely not in a negative way. I got a couple guys that are graduating high school. And I was just trying to give them my take on as anything. If I would tell my own son, who is soon to embark in, you know, young adulthood and venture out into the world. I have that need inside of me that, I mean, I want them, you know, because I can't say anybody didn't do it for me. I mean, my mother and my father were very instrumental in trying to keep us positive and moving forward. As I might have said in the past, you know, I come from a very large family. You know, none of us, we didn't have a whole lot of money by any means. Now, this is not a pity party. It's just, you know, pure conversation. And if anything, you know, my mother, she always taught us to keep moving forward. You know, every day, do a little something to make yourself better. And my father was a very, very hardworking man. I mean, this guy worked immensely to provide for his family. And that's what he did. So he gave me and my brothers and my sisters a very strong work ethic. And I think that's important. I mean, you can't put a price on that. Period. You can't. You can't buy that. You can instill it and try to, you know, give somebody the message. Whether they take it or not is just another whole animal. I mean, all of my brothers, I can honestly say, every single one of us, and my sisters included, all are not afraid of a little hard work and sacrifice. So, you know, if I was to say anything seriously, I don't want to turn this into, you know, one of those things where, you know, mom and dad. But I will say this, they did a hell of a job, you know, under the conditions, under the circumstances. And again, through nobody's fault, you know, life being what it is, they did a hell of a job. All their kids are okay, and every last one of them. So that's how that goes. And you know, backtracking a little bit, I was talking to these young people, which is it's a very diverse group of students. And what I try to do is I try to encourage them. You know, listen, when I was in high school, I was a little awkward, you know, a little, maybe some self-confidence issues. I was conscious about a lot of things. There were people that probably might have been better off than me. You know, just things in general. I mean, all the normal stuff that we go through. And I, as I scan around the room, I can see students. You know, after you've been around somebody for a while, you can kind of feel, you know, what's going on and what they're doing. And I just try to encourage them, you know, it's okay. You know, and this too shall pass. And then you're going to move on to the next phase of your life. And then so forth and so on. And they were pretty surprised. Where after all the, you know, conversation we're having today, I said, well, I got to go home, try to put together some content. You know, I'm going to do my podcast. And they were like, what? You got a podcast? And I started laughing. And they're like, what is it? How do I find it? And I was like, not yet, guys. I'm not ready for you guys to latch on to it. But if this thing is going to move forward, I got to really start telling people about it. Now, with that being said, what direction am I going in? Am I going to get on here and just spit out a whole bunch of rah-rah speech? Never been my forte. It's just not my thing. I'm going to talk to you like I'm right now. This is how I am. If you met me in person, this is what you get. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get the vulnerability, the real, you know, the heartfelt conversation. Not everybody's going to agree with it. But they were being very respectful today, and I told them time and time again, I said, I hope I wasn't boring anybody. But it's serious, man. You gotta pay it forward. You gotta pass these messages on to these kids, and it's important stuff. I told them, you know, I myself am still a work in progress. I don't think you're really ever. I mean, are you ever really done learning? I mean, can somebody actually sit around and say, ah, I got it figured out, I'm good? That's a pretty bold attitude to have. I'll give an example. Today we were talking and I was telling the kids about how, what, you know, kind of a decent memory I have. And I started reciting the Gettysburg Address. And they were like, wow, how did you do that? And then one of the guys fell on a conversation and he says, what does 4 score and 7 years ago mean? And we dissected it. I mean, I kind of knew about it already, but I allowed them to dissect it. And we figured out it was about, well, not about, it was 87 years. And then you tie that back to when the Gettysburg Address was given. And you go back 4 score and 7 years ago, it goes back to the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And there were some high school students that were like, oh my God, I get it. So, and one of the kids said, you know, he says, it's true, you learn something every day. And I said, you guys went all through grammar school and you didn't figure it out. That's my point. Sometimes you go through this life and you just kind of going through the motions and you don't figure it out until somebody, you know, kind of hits that switch. And the light bulb goes on and you're like, oh, smack, I get it. And that's what happened today. So it was kind of nice. It was refreshing to see them go through that and for them to recognize that you truly learn something every day. So that was kind of a nice twist. So, I'm not ready to tell them about the podcast yet. But, I mean, I guess I will. I'm trying to figure out some things. I mean, am I going to start interviewing people? Am I going to go on location? Branding? I mean, oh, there's a lot to this thing. And I just want to be good at it. I mean, you know, like anything else, you want to be good at it. You know, I just don't want to be some fly by night. Now, am I looking to become, what is that guy? What does he say? Oh my God, the singer of Worldwide. Nah, I'm not looking to do that. I just want a few people to pop in and say, hey, let me see what LBJ's talking about today. And that's it. So, backtracking again real quick before I let you guys go. And thanks for stopping by. I mean that. I have this book that I told you before. My mother gave it to me some years ago. And I've kind of modeled myself, some of my life behind it. And, you know, it's like life's little instructions. And it makes sense. It's not mine. I didn't write the book. I take no credit for the book. But these are little snippets of things that you and I were both taught or were told, you know, when you're coming up from you know, you were a little kid and you're a teenager, young, you know, young adult, so forth, even regular old adults. And you go through it. So let me just give you a quick one right here. And you can flip open this book, man, and go to any page. I just flipped it open right now. And one of the things says, don't open your credit card bills on the weekend. I mean, think about it. You can. But and I might even set up before. But if you didn't pay your bills and you open up your credit card bill on a weekend, you might not have a good weekend. So maybe you should, you know, not open it up on the weekend. You know, here's another one. Don't buy a house in a neighborhood where you have to pay for. Oh, let me do that again. I'm sorry. Don't buy a house in a neighborhood where you have to pay first before you're pumping gas. I thought that was what it said. I wasn't sure. You think about that one. Here's another one. Make duplicate copies of all your keys. That's good. So, I mean, I'm just rambling through here. Oh, man. I just flipped to this one and I like it. And maybe I'm going to close on this one. Kiss your kids goodnight, even if they are already asleep. Come on, man. That. If you got kids, you know, and you got that family thing going and that dynamic, man, kiss your kids. It's important. I think one of the things that, you know, my parents have since moved on, and it's not a pity party. I mean, I am okay today. You know, I get my little... you know, my moments every now and then. But you know what? Hug your family. It's important. It'll do you good. I mean, I don't know. I was talking about it today. To my coworker. Family's important, man. I guess we lose sight of that. You know, we take it for granted. It's important stuff, man. Kiss your kids. Kiss your wife. Kiss your significant other. Tell them that you love them and mean it. Don't just go through the motions. I mean, you know, life is short as it is. I mean, I don't know. That's the way I live my life, you know. I mean, I try to be the best that I can be. Try to be for real. I'm not into being fake. I'm really not, you know. I mean, that's the way I was raised. I don't know. But anyway. Seriously, that's one bit of advice. I think I'll leave that one with you today. Listen, when you get a chance, you know, hug your family. Tell them that you love them, even through the good times, the bad times, even the silly sentimental times. Tell them that you love them. And that's it. That's what we got today. So listen, thanks for stopping in, people. I know. We're going to make sense of this thing. We really are. Please, 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 please. When you get a chance, and you should, please take care of yourself to the best of your ability. And when you get a chance, try to take care of others. I'm telling you, it'll make the world a better place. I mean, we all have to live here. So why not help each other out? Until we talk again, I'm LBJ. You're there, and I'm here, and you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Hey, let's do this again.